today's gospel, we really hear Jesus speaking to us about priorities in life. And far be it from Jesus speaking against any relationships within a family, what he's really doing is he is pointing to the priority and the essential nature of our relationship with God, and of really keeping the most important things as the most important in life, namely to live for communion with God and to strive to follow the plan that leads us to our eternal destiny. So it's one way to look at how we prioritize things in life and what level of importance to give to different aspects of our life. One could make an example of a family that desires to build a house. If you were to try to prioritize and rank what is most important in going about building a house, the very first thing is actually going to be the idea itself. To be able to say, we want to build a nice, safe, and secure home for our family. This is really the final goal that you have in the project, and it is going to govern and impact everything that you do along the way to be able to finally arrive at having a nice new house to live in that will be a safe and secure place. Once you have the idea or the goal that you are trying to do, the next step would be to come up with a blueprint or to come up with a plan with a design for the house, to be able to say, we want our house to look like this. Without the plan or without the design for what the house should look like, you're going to have no hope of reaching your final goal. And so again, this plan really is at the service of the purpose, which is again to provide a roof over the heads of the family. Once you have a design or a blueprint for the house, the next thing that you're going to need are materials. And here too, even in the materials, it is going to be governed by the final goal to have a safe and secure house, because you're not going to want to cut corners and get wood from second-rate trees or driftwood that's been hanging around the lake. You're going to want it to be nice, treated, cured wood that is going to be stable, that's going to be strong, and that will last. And so the materials are going to be essential, and once again, they are governed by the final goal. And finally, once you have the materials, you need workers who are going to be able to build the house and put the materials together in the design of the blueprint so that you have your final goal of a nice home for your family. And here too, you're going to want to make sure you have workers who are industrious and diligent and who are not cutting corners. And anywhere along the way where you have a failure in the process, it is going to have an impact on your final goal of having a safe and secure home. So you start with the final goal, and from there you have a plan, from there you get the materials, and then you get the workers, and then finally you have your beautiful new home. Now, in some ways, when Jesus is talking about discipleship and the priority of our relationship with God, he's really outlining for us a very similar logic, which is going to say, the goal of our life is to live in communion with the Most Holy Trinity. This is what we were created for. This is the purpose of our life. The blueprint or the plan to be able to achieve this goal is going to be discipleship of Jesus. To follow him, to be able to give our life away for the sake of Christ in order to find it in our communion with God. And so the blueprint or the plan is really following Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Now, when we talk about the material or the putting together of the house, the efficient cause, if you will, what we're really then talking about are the acts of our life. We would be building on a foundation of faith, hope, and charity, and that the individual acts of our life, namely our love of God and our love of neighbor, are always in concert with the plan laid out by Jesus of discipleship, which therefore are in concert with the final goal that we would live in communion with God. And nothing else in this world, no other relationship, no other thing, no other experience that people want to chase after, if they're not in concert with that objective, then ultimately they shouldn't be done, because they're not going to be good for us. And it would be analogous to building a faulty door or a faulty wall in the house that we are trying to achieve. Today's first reading, quite interestingly enough, really points out the fact that Isaiah is criticizing the people of his day, saying, your religiosity and your worship of God is really just kind of a token effort. You're basically doing whatever you want to do. You're doing all sorts of wicked things. He even compares them to the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he says, then you think you can make up for it by showing up to give a peace offering to God or killing an extra animal or having an extra feast. He's basically telling them you're going through the motions. You're not sincere in really putting the worship of God and the love of God in the first place of your life. And this too for us is a reminder of building this foundation, of building this structure that leads us toward our communion with God, to say our discipleship of Jesus, our goal to live in communion with God, is something that ought to touch every aspect of our life, and not merely for 1 hour a week or 1 hour a day or whatever it is, but should really touch every aspect of our life. And so, my brothers and sisters, today as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace that we would truly build our house of worship to God on a firm foundation, that we would use discipleship of Jesus, the plan that Jesus lays out before us, as the blueprint to be able to govern our lives in such a way that we are always acting in concert with our purpose in life, our goal in life, to live in communion with the Most Holy Trinity. Amen.